The Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, was a bearer of glad tidings. In the verse, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness, and the bringer of good news, and a warner. Surat Al-Ahzab 45. Allah describes the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. The Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, always warned people against the sufferings to be experienced in hell, and told them of the desirable future that awaited the good in this world, and of the infinite life of the paradise in the hereafter. Allah reveals this characteristic of the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, in the Quran thus, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We have sent you with the truth, bringing good news, and giving warning. Do not ask about the inhabitants of the blazing fire. Surat Al-Baqarah 119. We have sent it down with truth, and with truth it has come down. We only send you to bring good news, and to give warning. Surat Al-Isra 105. We only send you for the whole of mankind, bringing good news, and giving warning. But most of mankind do not know it. Surah Saba 28. Those who take the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, as a model, and abide by his sunnah like him, must give people the same glad tidings and warn them. The Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, himself described how such people ought to behave. Make things easy for the people, and do not make it difficult for them. And make them calm, with glad tidings, and do not repulse them. Giving welcome news increases believers' enthusiasm and morale, and encourages them to be more determined and persevering in their labors in the way of Allah. Someone who hopes to be rewarded with paradise will of course have a very different attitude and state of mind than someone who regards those labors as monotonous or carries them out of habit or a sense of obligation. That is why Allah has commanded His Messenger, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, to spur on the believers. Surat An-Nisa 84. In another verse, Allah says, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Give good news to the believers that they will receive immense favor from Allah. Surat Al-Ahzab 47. Every believer who abides by Allah's commandments and the morality of the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, is responsible for giving good news to Muslims and for encouraging them. It is not proper for a Muslim to speak in a manner that is negative, to make easy tasks appear difficult, and thus to discourage the faithful, to forget the beautiful things and good news Allah has revealed in the Quran, thereby leading the faithful to become pessimistic. What is in conformity with the Quran is, like the manner of the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, to recall the good things promised to the faithful by Allah, and to keep to revitalize them. One such tidings, the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, was told to tell people about, was Allah's forgiveness of sins. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, my servants, you who have transgressed against yourselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Truly, Allah forgives all wrong actions. He is the ever-forgiving, the most merciful. Surat Az-Zumar 53. When those who believe in our signs come to you, say, peace be upon you. Allah has made mercy incumbent on Himself. If anyone among you does evil out of ignorance, and then afterwards repents and puts things right, He is ever-forgiving, most merciful. Surat Al-An'am 54. Another tiding is that of paradise. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, shall I tell you of something better than that? Those who do their duty will have gardens with their Lord, with rivers flowing under them, remaining in them timelessly, forever, and purified wives, and the pleasure of Allah. Allah sees His servants. Surat Al-Imran 15.